Lord, you are good and forgiving. This weekend, even though we're almost in the middle of the year, the scriptures almost have a motif or a little bit of a focus of maybe thinking that it's Lent again, focusing maybe a little bit on the mercy of God, his patience, his kindness, his care for us. But again, Jesus in the gospel, if you recall, I read the short version today, just so you know that, to realize that it connected to last week's, where again it was about the parable sowing the seed, and today Jesus gives us three different parables to think about the kingdom again, but with a specific thing of saying that there is a desire of God that always his power is not directed towards, in a sense, destroying people, but about, in a sense, saving and redeeming. And the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, written about 100 years before Christ, you know, was written to the many of the Jews and people who were persecuted for their faith. And some of them were sometimes given up, and he was encouraging them and saying, be mindful of God. Judges with clemency. He's lenient. God has great patience. And so it kind of leans into or connects to the gospel where, again, there is this parable, and to think of the weeds and the wheat. Now, when I was growing up, this time of the year was truly about the weeds. And obviously, one of the things we know in America and even right now in the Midwest, that when there's great humidity and heat, it's any ideal condition that really all things can grow. Weeds and wheat, huh? But to think of Jesus inviting us, though, to say that they can grow together, but at the end, it is the wheat that I desire. And that really, in some ways, we would resemble the wheat. That we can grow, prosper among sometimes evil and other things, but again, to know that we're connected to God and his kingdom. And thus we become fruitful, nourish others, and then together are gathered into the kingdom. I want to end with a simple story. So it's about a couple friends who were involved in a group touring different places, and they ended up in Maryland touring the military academy at Annapolis. And as they were touring the grounds, they noticed several students on their hands and knees assessing the courtyard with pencils and clipboards in hand. And one person asked the tour guide, saying, what are they doing? He says, well, each year, with a grin, he said, the upperclassmen asked the freshmen to figure out how many bricks it took to finish the paving of the courtyard. And so he went away, and then finally they were farther away from what was happening, and he said, I have one more question. He said, what's the answer? And the guide replied with a smile, one. It only takes one brick to finish, huh? But to think of Jesus inviting us to think about the goodness of the kingdom, and that he also looks at us and say, we are the one. We are important to the kingdom, and most of all, in God's kingdom, the truth is always evident and calls us to sometimes not only recognize the patience and mercy of God, but his desire that always we would seek to become the good wheat, which means also embrace repentance and allow his grace to work within us. And so as we desire to accept the good things of God and his care for us, let us cooperate to make it truly prosperous in our lives, and that we use the opportunities, not only of faith, but the ways that we live, and yet God working in our lives, that we become truly the best of wheat, that can become truly food, not only for others, but food that helps us on the journey and prepares us for eternal life. Lord, you are truly good and forgiving. Help us live with that same kind of mercy, patience, and hope with others.